USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump does not have coronavirus. He was tested again Thursday using one of the new 15-minute machines, and he's negative. The president was tested back in mid-March after coming into contact with people who tested positive for the virus.
Just spoke to Mary Barra of General Motors.
The president, speaking at the daily White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing, continuing to use the private sector to help with critically needed supplies to help infected people fight the virus.
She said they're very soon going to be ready to start production of the ventilators. They have a lot of ventilators that they've committed to build, and they'll be starting very, very quickly. FEMA continues to deliver resources.
And taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow gaining 470 points, the NASDAQ up 127, the S&P 500 up 56 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I attribute your product to keeping me cold-free. I've been on it for at least 2 years. I have not had a cold since, nor have I ever had flu, and my health is good. So I attribute that to my good health. The product is excellent.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Those two Holland America cruise ships with sick passengers who've come down with the coronavirus finally docked at Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale, everyone being transported off the Zaandam and the Rotterdam, the healthy passengers off first responders and ambulances arriving to help the sick. And people heading to the grocery store more often because of coronavirus. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Kathy Lipp, author of the book Ready for Anything, Preparing Your Heart and Home for Any Crisis, Big or Small, has 3 months of food available for her and her husband at their home in San Jose, California. Lipp believes before this pandemic, most people shop for groceries once a week.
It's been very interesting to see our ideas shift about what it looks like to be prepared for an emergency and how do we not just prepare ourselves, but our families and also our neighbor?
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The very latest now on the number of unemployment claims being filed due to the coronavirus crisis. USA Radio's Tim Berg with reaction from Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio.
Reaction continuing to come in with the Labor Department announcing that 6.6 million people have filed for first-time unemployment claims last week. That's double the previous week, which also shattered the previous record high. Marco Rubio tells Fox News that number may not even be accurate.
It's a stunning number, and it does represent the people who've lost their jobs probably all throughout last week, which is what we were warning about. The true number is actually much higher. We know, for example, there's probably no state in the country who has an unemployment system that is prepared to take in the vast volume of people that are trying to reach them. In Florida, all over the country, they're just being overwhelmed. No system is set up for 50,000 people to call in a day.
Dr. Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, on TV every night, getting round-the-clock protection, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
A key member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health, has been given a security detail after getting so much attention since the virus broke out. He has many, many fans, but he also has detractors. But he says he still has a job to do.
I've chosen this life. I mean, I know what it is. There are things about it that sometimes are disturbing.
Fauci was speaking on NBC's Today Show.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.